Tim Tebow, Kat Kamick share personal stories of their mothers who rejected abortion. By Dr. Susan Berry on January 29, 2021. Tim Tebow and Representative Kat Kamick, RFL, speakers at the virtual March for Life rally, shared their own personal stories of how their mothers courageously continued their pregnancies and rejected abortion in the face of many challenges. The 48th annual March for Life was held virtually Friday, literally one day after President Joe Biden, referred to as a devout Catholic by the White House press secretary, began unraveling the Trump administration's pro-life policies by forcing American taxpayers to fund abortion. Heisman Trophy winner, former NFL star, and now a professional baseball player with the New York Mets organization, Tim Tebow shared with March for Life attendees the story of his own birth. Tebow, now a best-selling author, described his mother's pregnancy with him as really difficult. In fact, they didn't even believe that she was pregnant at first, he explained. They actually thought it was a tumor, a mass of fetal tissue. After realizing Pam Tebow was indeed pregnant, Tebow said her doctors urged her to have an abortion. But she decided that she was going to trust God, even when the doctor said it could and might cost her her life. She decided she was going to trust God, he said. Tebow added his mother endured many setbacks and heartaches during her pregnancy, but continued to trust in God. He explained the doctor who delivered him said, given the significant problems with her pregnancy, it was a miracle the baby survived. This is a miracle baby. Here's your baby, Mrs. Tebow, he said the doctor stated. And that day I got to meet my mom. I'm so grateful that my mom gave me a chance at life, Tebow said. Because, many times, could she have made the choice to do something different? But, because of her pro-life story, I now get to share my story. But, it's only because my mom gave me a chance. Kamick said her pro-life story is a personal one that has affected my entire life and has made me who I am today. The newly elected member of the House shared that, before she was born, her mother suffered a serious stroke just prior to giving birth to her sister. She continued. Doctors told her then that future pregnancies would be extremely high risk. Years later, when she was pregnant with me, against the urging of her doctors, and even family, she did something incredible. She chose life. Her bravery and courage in the face of this difficult decision led to my passion for standing up for the rights of the innocent and the unborn. Life is sacred, the rights of unborn children are sacred. This movement to support the right to life is a critical one, the Congresswoman continued. I vow to stand up for the millions of innocent lives across this country. Kamick said she is proud to stand beside this movement's passionate and dedicated advocates. Your integrity in choosing to stand up for this population is often unpopular with your peers, your friends, and even your neighbors, sometimes, she acknowledged. But never lose faith. Advocates like you who don't sit by when the rights of millions are infringed are critical to ensuring that we protect lives for years to come. Thank you for your passion, she added. Thank you for your conviction to do what's right.